Chav Tes on the base.
Where's the oil
on the flamid. Today's a flamid.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
So Amale Eliyahu Rav Yehuda Chasak.
Oh, one second. Eliyahu, how many lines?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
Same source of Dav?
Yeah, I think so. 8 lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 8 lines from the bottom.
One second. Chav Tes on the base. 1 second. 8 lines from the bottom. Yeah, Amale. I'm sorry. Oh, this is a very important Gemara.
Amalei Eliyahu, the brother of Salah, do not get angry. Train yourself never to get angry. Because when you get angry, you will not sin. Kas leads, comes to the lead sin. Next, Loiter, do not drink. Do not drink wine, because if you drink wine, do not sin. Sha'ata, no, it's drinking wine.
This is all part of what he said.
In other words, Tefilas Haderech. This begins the sugya of Tefilas Haderech.
Forgive me, what's the lashon again? Hayotel derech, someone goes on a journey.
Himolech. Himolech means take counsel, ask permission.
That's another way of saying Tefillas Haderech. You mean ask from...
Himolech, literally, it's a good question. What does it mean? Literally
it means consult with your creator. Correct. Why in such a lot? Why can't I say Pashat, say a bracha?
So obviously, you've touched upon a very powerful Yisoid. You've touched upon a Yisoid, that Tefillas Haderech, you've touched Mamish upon a Yisoid. It's a different type of tefillah. It's not
what
the
did
Amida.
The Mefarshim explain?
I don't know any Mefarshim. But obviously what you're saying is very, very powerful. Himolech means it's a different type
Talk
of tefillah.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you daven, it's bakoshas rachamim.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Look
like, he says, like, Torah shus.
You look so handsome. Like,
ask permission.
Like a child. You look like you're 20 years old. Can I know how we are in horror?
So what's the pshat? Tefillah says, like, you ask you permission?
Himolech, yeah. Himolech.
But you're asking Hashem for your
it's not the zelbazach. You hit the nail on the head. When you daven the Shemona Esrei, it's bakoshas rachamim. Tefillas Haderech is not a bakoshas rachamim. It's himolech. Himolech means, I don't even know how to translate. It means, what is it?
He didn't get his consent.
Himolech, what's the Rashi?
Tol Rishus.
Tol Rishus, take permission. Take permission. It's a different type of prayer.
Interesting.
The koincha vodseh, and here we're calling Hashem your koincha, your creator. The one.
Koine means like the purchase.
The koinei hakol. You say the first bracha in Shemona Esrei. Hashem creates everything.
Doesn't koine has more? I think there's more.
There are many perushim translations. The article translates as creator, but you're right.
So why is the
means
koine
to acquire? By Hashem, acquisition is equivalent to creation.
Very good. Acquiring.
When you create, he acquired. The two go together. It's a very hard.
Yeah.
With everything davening, you have to know what it means. The first bracha.
Right.
Hakol. What does that mean?
Hashem, you know what? I have to look up. The Vilna Gaon's son wrote a whole parish, and I have to look that
Hashem
up.
Hashem acquires everything. What say, and then leave. My himolech. What does it mean over here? What does it mean himolech? What say, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Zo, Tefilas Haderech.
What do you mean say? Then go out on your journey.
Yeah, then go. Then he says something different. He says, see, he doesn't say himolech.
Wow.
He has an andra nusach. His nusach is no, it's a tefillah.
Yeah.
It's not netilas rishus.
Right.
Svei dinim in tefillas haderech. There's a din of himolech, and there's a din of tefillah.
So the nusach would be different now?
Yeah. And the Chayyam would be a different nusach. Is it, you make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. There's so many dinim. Tzilasach is such a complicated halacha. And especially today in the modern world, it is super, super complex what to do. No one seems to have clarity what to do with this, because today we live in a different type of world. Today you're in a car, you're in a bus, there are other people, you're within a couple of minutes from emergencies.
So what qualifies as leaving town?
Exactly.
Oh,
that's the big
one.
That's the big one.
Minutes.
It has to do
minutes.
With
minutes. Doesn't mean
how
doesn't
far
mean,
away, how far out you're from the city. Yeah.
When you go on an airplane, when you're on the runway, you're very far away from civilization. Who knows how far away you are from? You know how they taxi to go onto the runway? It's like a mile. In Eretz Yisrael, you know how far away the runway is from the airport? It's like miles. until you get to the
light
runway.
Light years away.
So like, so like
I heard an eight by Shmaya Tefillah. Some say you start Yira. That's a good right. Some say only while you're
so many. We have to go by. Okay. We can't spend all that. But you're right. All of these complex halachas that are today super complex due to modern world and technology are all rooted in every ois of this.
So very quickly, going from one state to another, from New York to New Jersey.
I don't know the answer. There are different. Okay. There are so many opinions. There's some you go to the country, make sure it's a derech. Some do,
sure.
Some don't. How
you're
you
going
go
outside the city already? Going,
so what? So what is
there's,
what is the requirement?
No trees. There's no civilization.
No, there's no civilization.
There's
no bargain. Is it depend?
Bargain,
you have a cell phone in your car. You have a can you? Where's how long? How far is it away to get?
When
to
you go to Munster, you say tefillah sederach.
What?
I'm asking an honest question.
What?
When you last time you went to Muncie to pick up a...
I didn't say no.
No, I didn't say. A lot of people do say.
They do say every day they go to Muncie to Tefillah Sederach.
I'm
hard
not
to
sure.
Believe.
Because you go through a...
What?
Because you come to, you come
I don't
to
know.
A
I don't
no
know.
Housing.
I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I don't know Vita.
Okay.
Let's go Vita. Right. My, what is the Tefillah Sederach? Yehi Ratzon Milfanach Hashem Elokai. Shetolichenu Le'Shalom. May you bring me, may you guard, bring me. Toilech.
Yeah.
Le shalom. It does not say be shalom.
Yeah, there's a
difference.
Le
to. Towards peace.
Yeah.
Is that what we say now? Nusach? I'm not so sure it says on Nusach.
I'm not sure.
Visatzidenu and may a step. A tsa'ad. Tsa'ad is steps.
Like a tzadi gover.
A tsa'ad. A steps. No, not tsa'ad. Tsa'ad. Tsa'adi ayin dalid. Is a stride. Oh. When you take strides, when you walk. You take strides. So that is the walking le shalom towards peace.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Let's go weiter. V'sis mecheni le shalom, and may you support me in peace. V'satzileni, may you protect me mikaf from the hands called oyev, an enemy. The oyev, someone that's lying in ambush. Baderech. V'sishlach bracha b'masei yodai, in my actions. V'sitneni, and may you deliver me.
Lechein,
lechested, l'rachem, b'einecho, b'einecho, l'ayin, all those that see me.
We're not going to have
time to analyze the brachas.
Okay, I'm just...
Baruch atah Hashem, shomer tefillah. I'm going to buy it. L'olam, l'shatef, inish, nafshe, b'tza, b'hadei, tzibur. A person should daven at the same with the tzibur. In other words, he's saying over there that this nusl mentioned over here is loshon yachid. That's not a good idea. Whenever a person is mispalel, a person should be mispalel b'loshon rabin.
He's talking about davening with a minyan.
No, he's saying tefillah saderech. When a person says tefillah saderech, the nusl should be loshon rabin. You should join. You should join together with the tzibur. What should you say? You ratzon milufanach Hashem elokeinu. Don't say elokai.
Be vakish on other holchei drachim.
Don't right. Not just yourself. Don't just say elokai, my God. Elokeinu.
Even just a yochid should ask for others.
Right. B'loshon rabim l'shalom. And that when you're joined, the tzibur power is in numbers. When you join the zuchus tzibur, it's always going to be
named. With all due respect to you, you're not joining the zuchus of the tzibur. You're davening for others who are traveling.
Exactly. That's one shot. There are many pshayrushim. One shot is called Misal Berachavim.
Who
is Misal
Berachavim?
Which pshat are you quoting?
When you make a brach, when you misspell for a chole, you say Besoch Shaar Chole Yisrael. You always must say that because if you only misspell for one person, that's not enough. You have to misspell Besoch Shaar Chole Yisrael. Vayta Emas Matzli. Now, next question, mysterious question. When is the proper time to make the say the tefillah? When doing Shemoneh Esrei by Shachris, or when you travel, when you're already halfway there, when you're almost still, or when you first start. When you begin to set out, ad kama, how far? In other words, how much time can you still make the bracha until it's too late? It's too late. Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chisda, ad parsa. The first parsa is 4 mil, 72 minutes. The first 72 minutes of your travel, 18 times 4, you can make the bracha. You can make the bracha. Now, does that, what if that's distance? So, bizman hazeh, when we go in a car, or go on a plane, and you can do a parasa in a matter of seconds. So is that also called the same shi'ur, or do we have to readjust? Big question, not so clear.
I don't understand the question. The what? You're going on
in Tram Chazal, they walked. They walked
when
they went on a donkey. He went very, very slow. So the shi'ur is a parasa. Parasa is a distance of territory, of space. Which
longer than
space.
A parasa, you can't...
Then you can't. So the question is that time, was that actual distance. L'may nafgamina today. Because today that we can travel that distance in a very, very short time due to technology. So today when a person is supposed to say Tefillas Hadarech when he begins his journey, and then let's say 5 minutes later he realizes he did not yet say Tefillas Hadarech, and he's more than a parsa of space away from the beginning of his journey. Can you still say Tefillas Hadarech? The Gemara says parsa. Parsa is 4 mil. 4 mil is, let's say, approximately 3 miles. So you get in the car, and you start traveling, and now you realize...
4 times 18 is how much? 4 times 18?
72. Oh,
72.
So now you're in the car, yeah. and let's say you're in a place, l'chol hadeis, there's no life.
Yeah.
There's no people, there's no animals, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And you get in the car, and you start traveling, and you're going 80 miles an hour, okay, you're in Arizona somewhere, and you're driving down the desert road, and now you realize you're already more than 10 miles since you left the hotel. You went from Pesach to Arizona. Big fancy hotel.
Phoenix.
And then you want to go on a trip. You want to go on a trip with the Kinderlach somewhere.
Right,
and you get in the car. And you start driving. And then you're supposed to say Tefillas Hadarech when you leave. And now you realize it's already 10 minutes into your journey, and you did not yet say Tefillas Hadarech, but you're now not 3 miles away. You're 10 miles out of your original destination. Is it too late to say Tefillas Hadarech? Do we go bust the Gemara that says parsa? So it's more than a parsa. So too little, too late. Or do we go parsa was just a convention to define time? It takes 72 minutes to go a parsa. You have not traveled yet 72 minutes. So Melo, you can still make Tefillas Hadarech. This is a machlekes ha poiskim. They'll probably tell you, L'maisa, you should make the bracha without the Shem Hashem, without saying Baruch Ato Hashem. Do not say Shem Hashem, just say Baruch Shemeya Tefillah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have all the trouble. But let's say you're in a place where every couple of feet there's another house, or there's a police station, or there's a gas station, or there's a chvesnish, even if you have a cell phone, maybe that changes the entire equation. So what do you do in these cases? Big, big question. There really is no clarity what to do in many of these cases. V'heichi, effectively, what v'heichi matzli law. Next shaila. Do you have to stand? When you say Tefillas Hadarech, should you go pull over to the side of the road? Now we're coming to the place where there are no houses, and now is the beginning of our journey. Should you pull over to the side of the road and daven? It's sakonis nefashas to pull over to the side of the road unless it's an emergency. Everyone knows that. For many, many reasons, it's not a good idea to pull over to the shoulder of the road. It's very, very dangerous. So it says here that you're supposed to stand. Stand. Pull over to the side of the road and stand, and get out of the car and stand up. There's no rav in the world today that will tell you to do that.
Right.
Rav Shesh is Omar, Afilu Mach, no, you can say when you're driving. Rav Chista Omar, Rav Chista, Rav Shesh, have you caused the birth of the going on the road? Come, Rav Chista, come, Asse. Rav Chista stood up, he got off the donkey, and he stood up and he davened. Omar, Rav Shesh, Shlosham, Rav Shesh was blind. He said to his servant, what is going on? Why have we stopped? My ko ovid Rav Chista, Omar le, ko e umit sale. He stopped. He got out of the car. He's standing on the road. He's saying Tefillas Hadarech. So Rav Shesh says, Ebazei, I also want to stand up. You, my servant, you're my attendant. Take me out of my wheelchair. Stand me up. I can stand and I can say Tefillas Hadarech standing. If that's what my Rebbe is doing, that's what I want to do.
He was a Talmud?
Oh, no, I'm not sure, but he says, if that's what he's doing, Omali, Oikman, Nami, Lididi, stand me up. Stop traveling and take me out. Stand me on my 2 feet so I can say Tefillas Hadarech standing. Vatsali, mihi yois toiv, al tikore ra. If you could be good, don't be bad. If you have an opportunity in this world to follow in the ways of Rishol Liman, why would you want to be like anyone else? Just follow in the ways of Rishol Liman, you'll be in good shape. Vaita. Rishol Zev, is that good? Is it good, Marshall?
No, I was thinking about.
Maika ben Havinino Lizot Cesar. Okay, next. So
but we don't paskin like that. While we're in the car,
Why don't paskin like that? Who's going to pass like that? It's not practical.
I've never seen anybody standing.
It's because it's a car, you can't stand.
Why can't you pull over?
Sakana.
You're on a bus. Down the story.
Sakana. To pull over is Sakana. You should
never
pull
even
over.
Today?
Yeah. You don't pull over a shoulder road. It's very dangerous.
No, not shoulder road. Kinto, you come to a place.
It's dangerous. You don't do that. I'm telling you, you learn to take a course in driving. They will teach you that if you don't have to pull over to the side of the road, you don't, because it's dangerous for many, many reasons. My ikar ben havinenu l'tfila kitzah. What is the chilik between these two prayers? We learned in the previous staff on Shabbos. Really, it was before Shabbos. It was Shabbos also, but for two days to discuss in this sugya of Havinenu and Tfilah Ketzara. The Gemara explains Havinenu boy letzli v'sholosh kamor yosa v'sholosh bas raisa. Havinenu, you have to say the three beginning. The nusach of Havinenu are just the 13 middle blessings, or really the 12 middle blessings compressed into one. But you have to be makdim it with the three first brachas in full,
because otherwise it's not.
And the three last blessings, v'sholosh b'shraisa v'chimati l'beisei. Furthermore, when you come home, you don't have to repeat the shmona esrei. You yoytze for the day. Lo boil l'mahada litzaluye, but b'tfilah kitzara lo boil litzaluye. You don't need to brag down v'sholosh kamaisa v'sholosh b'shraisa v'chimati l'beisei boil l'mahada litzaluye. When you come home, you have to daven again. No, it's only a temporary stay.
And
right now,
you mean that bridge version of Shemoneh Esrei?
There's two bridge versions. There's something called Havinenu. Yesterday's daf. We can't do it again. Yeah, Havinenu.
Okay.
And then there's a little Tefillah Ketzara. Tefillah Ketzara is even shorter.
Sakana.
Uh-huh. So when a person says Tefillah Ketzara, that if he suspects that he may not be able to daven the rest of the day, he says Tefillah Ketzara, and that's enough. But if he has the good fortune to come to a place of safety, he has an obligation to daven a regular full Shemoneh Esrei. Havinenu, then you don't have to daven again at all. Next, Philip's word is halacha. Havinenu mu'umad halacha is when you say Havinenu mu'umad, you have to say it's standing. Another halacha, a naidin, you have to say Havinenu standing.
It's like Shemoneh
Esrei, and Tefillah Ketzara bein mu'umad bein mehalech. Now the truth is Havinenu, even the Shemoneh Esrei itself, many paiskin, the vast majority, if not all paiskin, I've heard this many, many times, that on an airplane you should daven the Shemoneh Esrei sitting down in your chair.
I've heard that.
Okay, so therefore, even though the person is supposed to daven Shemoneh Esrei standing, there are times when you can daven the Shemoneh Esrei sitting down. Next.
Why? Because you're causing traffic?
You don't have
traffic?
A possibility. There's no other way. How are you going to daven Shemoneh Esrei? How are you going to daven?
I've seen it.
You're going
to
stand?
It.
So it depends. It depends. Okay, it all depends. If you're on a plane where you have an opportunity.
Everybody's sleeping.
And you're not. And echanami, ein hochinami. But if you're going to cause a disturbance, then it is better, better for you. What kind of I used to daven these when you're on the plane. What kind of they daven the whole davening in 16 minutes, the whole shachris in 16 minutes, and there's no time, nothing, there's no time. That's a davening? Come on, who are you fooling? Sit down in your chair, daven slowly.
If you know
where
you're
going?
Disturb other people.
Where are you going? What kind of daven for yourself? Forget about disturbing other people. What kind of davening is it for you? What kind of davening is it for you? No time. No time. Ain't time for
reach.
Okay. Where are you going? You have somewhere to go on the airplane? What, are you going to parachute off? You're going to go tour the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean? Right. Sit down and daven normally.
When is Havinenu? When is it necessary to say Havinenu? Also, makam sasakana?
Havinenu is a good question. Havinenu is... I don't know the answer. When do you daven Havinenu?
The Gemara doesn't talk about that,
I don't remember. No, the Gemara does talk about it. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. The halacha is, are there sometimes where it's necessary to say Havinenu?
Yes. If you cannot daven a full Shemoneh Esrei.
You know people that have said Havinenu?
No, I don't know anyone.
Okay.
But when you cannot daven a full Shemoneh Esrei in unique circumstances, then you can daven Havinenu.
Probably Havinenu is sort of like Rochem and Shalish. It has a little of all of the...
Yes,
no?
It does. There's a lot of lumdus on Havinenu. Can you daven a mitzvah Shabbos? Mitzvah Shabbos, because you can't say Atah Chonin Olam Das, you can't daven a Havinenu Mitzvah Shabbos, because you have to be Mavdil in Chonin Hados, and you can't do that in Havinenu.
Right.
But Ha'yerechel Al-Khamar, let's say, when you say Yalav Yavo, you can't do Havinenu, because you can't add, you can't add anything into Havinenu.
Yeah.
Now we go to an Ayah Sugya. If you're riding on a donkey, you have to get off the donkey. Tan Rabban Ha'yerechel Al-Khamar, V'yigyezman Tefila, Im Yesh Lo Mi Sha'iches Yoiches Es Chamoyoy. If you have autopilot, someone that can hold on to the donkey, then Yer Lamata
Vispalo. It's not dangerous.
Of course, correct. Yer Lamata Vispalo, if you have autopilot or you have a driverless car, then you can get out and you can daven. If not, Yeshua Mukama Vispalo. If not, Yeshua Mukama Vispalo. You'd sit.
Which is fascinating. So you shouldn't stand and daven and hold the reins of the donkey.
Oh, you're not allowed to hold any. That's a given. You're not allowed to hold anything in your hand when you daven to your restaurant.
Let's say you wrap it around your wrist. You're not holding it. You wrap it around your wrist.
You're not allowed to. It's a distraction. Exactly. It's a distraction. Alachas kam v'kamo to text the Milosh Shemoneh Esrei. Vahidim. Rabbi, Rabbi says, "Ben kach, ben kach, yeshu. Come on, you can send your place for your spell. He holds the wild fish. Ain't daita yishev salav." He says, "What are you gaining? What are you gaining over here? You're gonna get off the donkey and you're gonna daven. Come
on.
Whether you have available to you a person that can hold the donkey. Whether it doesn't matter because even if you're gonna get off the donkey, you're gonna give the donkey to someone else. You will not have any yishev hadas. Let us be realistic. A person is a human being, and if you're middle of the road and you give your donkey to someone else, you're not gonna live with the best thing because they should daven. Stay put on the donkey." And daven when you're on the donkey.
Oh,
my Rava, Vitim, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Halach, Rabbi, person like Rabbi, sit, don't go nowhere, just sit on the donkey and daven. That would translate to me on an airplane, where you can daven back to the plane. You don't have any Yeshiva Das, back to the plane. So sit in your chair and daven like a mensch. Turn up on Suma, Mishaino Yochel, Lachavin, Esaruches, a blind man, and a person that cannot navigate. Okay, you cannot navigate. You don't know. Mizrach. You don't know how to look into the stars and figure out which way is Mizrach.
There's no compass.
No compass. Who is a compass?
We're talking about a blind person.
Who needs a compass? It's just two people. Either a blind person and Umi.
Umi.
Who needs a compass? You don't know the stars. You go out, look in the sky. You don't need a compass. A compass you need on a cloudy day. Go out, you look at the stars. You can right away figure out in an instant where is Mizrach.
Really?
Nah. Mizrach, of course.
You could tell?
Me, you kidding? I don't even know the difference between my right and my left hand. But someone who's not knowledgeable of these things, someone who knows even the Aleph base of astronomy, Farabels, yeah. even a silly person knows the Aleph base of astronomy, you go outside and you know, Pashat. Reisman knows this stuff inside out.
Yeah.
So we always see, like, you can't understand people that come out of Kirsh Levana. He's trouble. They're looking for the Levana of that direction. Shaita, don't you know that it's impossible for the Levana to be over there? The only place the Levana can be is over there.
He knows astronomy and astrology. He knows about these things.
Yeah.
Verse, yeah.
Yeah. How could he be so foolish? Like such ignorance to come out of shul and to go look for the Levana over there. When the sun rises, you don't know that it rises in the east, sets in the west. How could a person have a Havamina that the Levana is in that direction? Everyone is sitting there like...
By the way, were you Makavish Levana yet?
Uh-oh. No, I was not.
You were Makavish Levana? I hope we could do it tonight. Oh, it's clouds raining outside.
Vait in the Gemara. We'll have to take a helicopter. We'll have to take a helicopter. Vait in the Gemara. So they have a person, the person is blind, or therefore you should stand towards Yerushalayim, your HaKadosh.
He doesn't say that.
So where is the Hashem HaShemayim? Where is it?
Hashem is everywhere.
Oh, very good. But where is the intensity of the Hashua Sashchina? Very good.
The Gemara is in
Yerushalayim. Let's say, Hoy Ome Bukhutz Leretz, Yechavin es Liboy Kineged Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Vispalu Elecha Derech Artsom through Eretz Yisrael. Hoy Ome Beretz Yisrael, Yechavin es Liboy Kineged Yerushalayim. Shenemar, Vispalu El Hashem Derech Ir, Asher Bochartha. Hoy Ome Beyushalayim, Yechavin es Liboy Kineged Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, Vispalu El Beis
HaMikdash. What do you mean? He's just situate himself to the direction?
Always towards the Beis HaMikdash.
He should turn
the Beis HaMikdash, they daven to the west. Because where did the people stand in the Beis HaMikdash? The east. The east side is where you're coming from. You're coming from the east. So therefore you come to the west. Shenema vespalu b'olamakam hazeh. Ha'yom b'beis kotshe HaKadoshim. B'yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol is standing in the Beis HaKadosh HaKadoshim. Yechaven esli b'kenegin Beis HaKapayres. Shemechaven towards the Kapayres. When the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to mechaven straight. He doesn't go down sideways. The Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he gets the square room. You can turn any way you want when you daven.
Ten amas from all sides.
All sides. Daven straight towards the Kapayres. Let's say a person, this is for our generation. We come to the Kohen Maravi. We're the Kohen.
No, he's still talking about the Kohen Gadol.
No, us.
Kohen Gadol never.
When is he Beis HaKapayres? Behind the Gemara, when? No, you're not allowed. When is the other Gemara HaKapayres? Who's bar? The only one that is Achari HaKapayres, this Gemara is discussing us. The Kohen Pashat. The Kohen HaMaravi is the Achari HaKapayres.
Sure? Oh.
That's where we are. When we go, the Shechina Loi Zaza Mikoisel Hamaravi.
Yeah.
This Gemara is a Moiridin Gemara. This Gemara is talking to us. There's no time in the Beis Hamikdash where a person was standing behind the Achorei Beis HaKapores. Only we, today, Bizman Hazeh, that's where we go to Davin.
You mind learning the Rashi very quickly? Achorei Beis HaKapores?
Let me find the Rashi. Where is the Rashi? Where is the Rashi?
It's like about 20 lines from on top.
Give me 1 second.
12, 15 lines from the
next. The Ma'ariv Azara. Hayu Yud Aleph Amma. There was 11 Amas between the Chotzer and the Amma Chotzer. Mikoisel Beis Kotcher Akadoshim. Mikoisel Ma'ariv Azara. The Oymeid Sham, a person who stands there. Machsipanav Lebeis HaKaparis Lemizrach. So when did they stand there? One time a year. They stood there by the Karm Pesach. The only place in Chazal that says they stood in those 11
Amas. You mean the Kais Ma'ariv Shel Azara?
Right.
Between, which was facing Ma'ariv to the Kapayrus?
Behind the here's the Beis Hamikdash. He make believe this is the Azara.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is the Heichel.
Yeah.
Here's the Ulam. Here is the Heichel. And here's the Kodesh HaKodashim.
Yeah.
Between
Ulam is like a hallway.
Antechamber. Over here.
Okay.
This is Shar Nikanor. Yeah. Okay, this is where the Kohan, the Mizbech is over here. Here's where they did the Avodah. Over here.
The Azara.
The Mizbech and Cheshes.
Where's the Azara?
This is the Azara, here. This Gemara is the Azara, here. Okay, this is, all of this is the Azara.
Yeah.
Make believe, it's a little bit too big.
Where they shot the Karm Pesach.
Karm Pesach all over the place. The whole place. That's the only time of the year. Normally, all the good was shechted over here.
It's often.
Make believe. This is the
mizbeach.
This is the mizbeach.
Yeah.
So this what where is kosher kadoshim shchitasan bat safan.
Right.
You on say this it every side. Yeah. Bat safan. Kosher kalim. Everything can be shechted anywhere. Anywhere in the azara. And this is the mizbeach. And this is the antechamber.
Yeah.
The ulam. And here is the heichel. Here is the kodesh hakodashim. And this wall is the wall of the azara.
What was in the heichel?
The menorah, the shulchan, and the menorah, the shulchan, and the mizbeach hazar.
We should be zoichem to that.
And then there's the kodesh hakodashim.
Yeah.
And here is the wall of the azara.
Right.
Between the end of the kodesh hakodashim and the wall of the azara is 11 amos.
Mm-hmm.
11 amos. No one ever went there.
Uh-huh.
The only time they went there, the Gemara says, was on Erev Pesach.
Pesach was allowed.
At Pesach, because it was so crowded.
They had to.
The Gantz Klal, Yisrael had to bring a Karban Pesach.
Right.
So they had him working the whole room, the whole floor.
Uh-huh.
People came in, a Chabur came in, did the Shechita. So you had a Kohen with you, and you had to find the spot.
Uh-huh.
You had to find the spot. It was very crowded, because the whole Klal Yisrael came. Three shifts. There were three shifts. So where is the Kohen now? So when we go today to the Kohen HaRabi, where we go to? We go to the wall of the Azara. The wall of the Harbais. The wall of the Harbais.
That's a different wall. That's not the Azara, yeah.
Right, so where, so this is...
It's over here. It's over here. Yeah, right
this
there.
Table, make believe that this table
is the
wall of the Harbais.
Harbais.
The hotel.
It surrounded the mountain.
The tunnels are over
500.
There.
Tunnels go down over here. Okay? So the Kais HaMaravi is here is the Alaska Mask. Alaska, the Dome of the Rock.
How far? They built it over the Kachikazan on the tire.
The legend is they built it on the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Mizbeach, one of those two.
Kachikazan wasn't so big.
Right.
So the mosque is very big.
Bigger, whatever it is.
Okay,
here is the coastal Hamaravi. Where we go, the coastal plaza is approximately over here.
Nay.
And if you go on the tunnel tours, you go down, they'll tell you Kinege the Kutche, you Kinege the...
Yeah, people.
But a lot of people say it's not true. A lot of people say is that the coastal plaza really is Kinege the Kutche, they say they have a lot of rice to this.
You mean it's not diagonally?
A lot of today the modern scholars are masking. They agree that the Alaska thing they have, the Dome of the Rock, is not the Kutche, it's not the Mizbeach, it was a fortress. It was built by Hordes. It's not, and the coastal plaza. So I'm saying Zush in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if he's standing behind,
which is your Dalav Amos,
it's the 11 Amos from the back
right.
of the Kodesh HaKodashim
right.
to the wall of the Azara.
Right.
That 11 Amos, so then you have to turn your face towards the Heichel. When would a person ever be there? When the only place in Chazal that says a person would be standing there was Erev Pesach.
Uh-huh.
So what would you be doing over there? Maybe you didn't daven yet. You didn't daven shachas yet. You woke up late. They bring the Karban Pesach or Dam Mincha. When they born in the morning, they bore the Karban Pesach and they prepare. They no Shchita is Ach and no Dam Mincha. Mincha.
Mincha. Probably he wanted
Dav Mincha. Say Dav Mincha. Say Dav Mincha. So this thing over here, you want to be mispal when you're in the Azara, so you would turn your face, you would turn toward over here. But I'm saying the drush is that after the wall of the Kodesh HaKodashim comes all of the Azara, and then there's not much more space until you get to the wall of the Harabayas.
Right.
Harabayas. And you're standing over here. So when you're davening over here, you're davening Achoyre Beis HaKapayas.
Right.
The Coastal Plaza make-believe is over here. We assume that's what they tell you, the tour guides tell you. The Coastal Plaza is over here.
Okay. So where you have to down this way.
So where you down? You know, you're very saying very good. According to the, you're saying a very good point. According to the tour guides, when we dive by the Coastal Plaza, why don't we take a tilt towards the left? Isn't it in Kasha? Why don't we do that? No, and no one tilts.
Maybe it's not applicable.
You never saw anyone by the Coastal Plaza tilting a little bit to the left towards the Kapiris. Never. I never saw that. Is that interesting?
Very interesting.
Why not?
It's very interesting.
So, a lot of people told us, they told us is that this, they say that the Dome of the Rock, which, here's the Coastal Plaza. Right. Here's Dome of the Rock. And Dome of the Rock, the legend is, Dome of the Rock is...
Which the question goes until here? And then there's a ton...
Yeah, the whole Harbai goes all the way around.
No, I'm talking about the Kaisa Marani.
There's a cave. You can't go there. There's the Arab section of Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
You can't go there. Uh-huh. So that you go in the tunnel underneath.
So you're saying some say that the mosque is not really... The mosque is
on a fortress. It was built on a fortress. And the real place where the Kurdish HaKadoshim used to be is Mamish Keneged, the coastal plaza. So then it makes sense...
Even contemporary historians say that?
They will secretly admit to you that's correct. They even done radar. They have sent planes over the top, and they have radar.
Really?
And the radar shows the outline of the Beis HaMikdash to be Keneged.
How could they see that? Yeah.
Radar, this technology. And this...
That goes deep into the ground?
Hordes, he expanded the Harbayis double the size.
Yeah.
And he built this massive fortress as a watchtower.
Yeah.
Made of very powerful of stone. And that's where the Dome of the Rock is built, on top of this fortress. Mm-hmm. So whatever they tell you there on the tunnel tour,
but they say really the Dome of the Rock is not even there. It's
don't believe everything they tell you.
Very interesting. Okay.
But yes, a very good question. Why talk that we tilt? You know, the oil, what I just told you is not very popular. What I just told you, but according to what's popular, you don't find people tilting on an angle towards the Beis HaKapayas. Here I'm Sholiman.
Yes. Yeah.
Good question. And I want to say this Gemara is mamish talking to us. I can't get the words out of my mouth because I have a kankus all over my mouth. Nimsa oimed b'mizrach machsu panel l'marav. B'marav machsu panel l'mizrach b'machsu panel l'tzofen. Wait, I skipped over here.
No, you didn't skip.
Hoya oimed achorei b'tzak apodes yir atzma kilu chulif nekapodes. Next. Nimsa, the last small line. Nimsa oimed b'mizrach. If you're in the Mizrach, machsu panel l'marav. B'marav, machsu panel l'mizrach. Ba'doraim, machsu panel l'tzofen. Ba'tzofen, machsu panel l'dorim. Nimsu kol Yisrael mechavnim eslibam l'mokam mechad. Everyone has to go mechavnim towards
which
one place.
Towards Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Weiter. Amar Rabban Amitim Rabban Avina Maikor. What's the pasuk? K'middel David Tzavarech. Like the Beis HaMikdash is compared to your neck. Is the middle David is Tzavarech. Bonui, it's built l'tal piyo. It's built as a massive mountain, a massive tal. The one makes a drasha. What's tal? Two words. Tal, a tower. Piyos. All of the mouths of people are guided, are directed toward this tal. Tel, a mound. Shekol piyos poinim boy. All mouths are directed towards this center. Abu the Shmuel v'Levi, Kavi Gbol l'Meibelim Orcho. Now we're going back to the sugya of Tefilas Haderech, when they wanted to travel. Havi Mikadme Umitzale, they would daven early before they left. They davened at home. Pri Havi Mot Isman Kriyashma Karu, they would say Kriyashma. In other words, they davened before Zman Kriyashma. In other words, normally we make the brachos first. correct? We make the we daven Kriya Shema and we are soymech geula l'tfila.
Right.
When is this man Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema can only be said when you wake up. B'shach b'cha. Uvikumecha. At the time when you wake up. Which means that when is this man of tfila shachris? Shachris is the morning, shachar, in the morning, which basically means that the Zman Tefillah usually is earlier, we assume is earlier than the Zman Kriyashma. You can technically daven shachris before you can say Kriyashma. Kriyashma depends on the time when people wake up. People do not wake, people wake up.
That's wake the up after the lights. You can they,
but you can daven the day. They wake up after the day begins. The day begins with the crack of dawn, alois hashachar, which we hold to be 72 minutes before sunrise. But the zman of Kriya Shema is not until people wake up. And what is the ideal time of Kriya Shema? The Gemara is Netzach Hamo. The ideal zman of Kriya Shema, well, whatever it is. So what they did over here was they daven Shmoyne Esrei early in the morning. Alois HaShachar, and they said Kriya Shema later when the Zman of Uvikumecho has arrived. How can you do that? But you're not being Semechu L'Tvila. You have no choice in this case. Hishkim Lot Seis L'Derech, Mevi Lo Shoyfe V'Tekeya. And it's Sukkot, we're going on a Cholamoy trip. You see, they went on Cholamoy trips over here in time of Chazal. You want to get up early to go on Cholamoy, you want to go to Great Adventures, so you get up early in the morning, even Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so you,
when before
and
Rosh Hashanah.
Bring the Shaver,
bring the
person, for now, he's traveling on Rosh Hashanah. Why? I guess Sakana maybe? I don't know. He's traveling Rosh Hashanah. Hiskim los ladech, mivin le shoyf edukeya, lulav umananea, megillav ukariba, ushegiyaz man kriyashma, koirei. So a person, for whatever reason, has to travel on these days, he has to walk on these days, whatever
the reasons
are.
He
can daven earlier, before, and do the mitzvahs earlier, because the mitzvahs are dependent on the beginning of the day.
Which is the nights.
72 minutes before sunrise. But zman kriyashma is later. Zman kriyashma uvikumecha, when people wake up. When is zman uvikumecha? Later, whenever the zman is. That was the beginning of the sugya, beginning of the shas. Hishkem leishe bekorenu besvino. Person has to wake up early to go sit in a wagon or in a boat. Mispalel. Zel bazach. Daven early with Netzach Hama, Uchish Yagiyaz Man Kriyashma Kore. Rabbi Shimon Elozo, Oimer Ben Kach, Kore Kriyashma. No, you're not allowed to do that. He holds you're not, this way Paskin, you're not allowed to daven before you say Kriyashma. It is critical that you are Soimech Geula Litfila. So automatically, the Zman Kriyashma overrides the Zman of Shmoyne Esrei. Since Kriyashma is said with the brachos, and the bracha after Kriyashma is Goal Yisrael, and Gula must be Samach Litzfila. Memeli have no choice but to delay your Shemone Esrei until the Zman of Kriyashma has arrived. Kdei sheyismach Gula Tfila b'may kom lefagi mar savar Tfila mu'umod odif. It's better if you're going to daven early before you set out to your destination. You will be able to daven the Shemone Esrei. Covered with
more
dignity,
kabana, more kabana.
More kabana standing. That overrides, that trumps smichas geula l'tfila. Umar savar, no mitzmach geula l'tfila. Or if it's better to daven misemach geula l'tfila, even though the expense will be, you're going to have to sit down in the wagon, and you're not going to be able to daven with the same kavana of the Shmon Esrei. So Merdek Yisoid, machlekes in the Hashkafa, what is more important in life? In life, it's all about trade-offs. Rarely can you have everything. You have to make decisions. What's the priority? Is the priority being soymech geula l'tfila? There's a special darga you gain when geula precedes your tefillah, but the trade-off is the tefillah is not going to be as choshev as it could otherwise be. You have to make a decision. Yeah. What's more important? Obviously, these matters have very deep meaning, and that's machlekes. Next sugya, mereimar umar zutra have mechanfei be'asar b'shabbato deregila. Umatzle, behold enough pirka. They would gather when they would go to the pirka. They would gather together 10 people. The dam betzibur. They would gather 10 people on the Shabbos of Regila, the Shabbos before the Yom Tov, when they would all come together to learn the halachas umetzalu, and then nafka lepirka. In other words, they had to travel very early to reach the hotel for Yarka Kala, to reach the hotel. Mm-hmm. So the question was, should they daven on the road? On the road when they're sitting down, or should they daven before they travel as a tzibur, but obviously that means they would not say Kriya Shema B'zman. They would have to do before. So they paskin better do it tzibur. They daven 10 people together early in the morning, Alois HaShachar, as a tzibur, and they said, they paskin that it's better to daven than to say Kriya Shema, than go Usoim Agul Tfila. Rav Ashi, Mitzalei, Bahadei Tzibur, B'yochid, Miyushav. Anu Halacha, he would daven with a tzibur, Havi Mitzali Bahadi Tzibur Biyochid Miyoshuf. He davened with the Tzibur as an individual sitting down. But Kihava Osla Base Chodar Umitzale Mumin. Very strange thing. Is that he davened on the bus. They sat down.
And then he would repeat.
And then because he sat down, there was Soymech Gula Litfila on the bus, sitting down. They all went on the bus. And they did not daven. And then it came Zman, so the old Davin sitting down on the bus, the plane is at Tzibur. As at Tzibur. You can daven Halavai, Shay Spalim called Mechol, you can daven Tzibur. Or we don't do today. Today we don't do today, right? Today
we don't do
it. So but he did this. He held that there are two Dinim in Shemar Esrei. There's Dinim Semechul Tzvila, and this is the biggest Chiddush to go and now to daven Mu'umud. So he felt that this is an ideal thing to do. You get both. He daven Bizman. Bizman with it was soymech, but it had the chesaroin that it wasn't, it was miyoshov, it was sitting down, and then when he reached his destination, he davened nochamol shmon eshrei as an individual mu'umad. Amalaban, mar kimirei, mar mazutra. Why, if you're already going to daven. We're going to daven bichidus, so daven before we go. Daven, Mleimar, can Mereimar, as the Gemara started. How did the Gemara start with Mereimar? The Gemara started with Mereimar. It was Mereimar.
They davened before they went out on the journey.
Everything, do everything in the house and don't have to repeat
standing.
The shul.
Right.
It was Mereimar. It was a few lines up.
And they davened very early.
Do like Mereimar. Do at home, everything at home. Amalu Tirchali Milsa. No, it's I rather go in, and it's too much of a tircha.
Who said this? The one who davened over again, Rav Ashi?
Yeah. Velev Mar Kavur de Shmuel, Velevi. Why don't you?
Who's this tircha?
For him. Let's see Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Let's go back to the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi, how you rosh ha yeshiva. Okay, I'm going up to Rashi. Rashi is about 2/3 down. Rashi, how you rosh ha yeshiva. B'mosem chasya. V'doresh. He gave the drasha. V'hu lo ha'yoham espal kol beis ha'midrash. He would not daven. Elo kish magiyas man kriyash ma loichesh harbe yachad l'mturgimun ha'imet l'fonav u'ba'oid sham turgimun mashmil rabim ha'yukari es ha'shma v'semechu lo tefila. So what would he do? He gave over the shir, and while the mturgimun was saying over the translation, he would say shema, and it would be semechu lo tefila u'mespal lo miyush, and he would say the shmoin esrei sitting down. See what he did? He said the shir. So he gave over, he would say a pasuk. He said a pasuk, and the miturgamon would translate. So when it came time to daven, he would say over many psukim, many chidushim, and he would give. And then the miturgamon would translate 10 minutes worth, and while the miturgamon was translating 10 minutes worth, he would quickly say Kriya Shema and say the Shemone Esrei, but he would say the Shemone Esrei sitting down, because if he would get up, everyone would leave. So he remained seated.
Get up.
What?
Everybody
whatever.
Would get up.
He was not.
Everybody would get up there. Why would they leave?
Because the shir is over.
Get up out of respect, you say.
Whatever, fine. Out of respect, fine. So he remained sitting down.
Exactly.
So Bahadei Tziburah. So they said to him, why didn't you go say Bahadei Tziburah? Why don't you do it? They asked him a question. Why don't? Rav Ashi, Matzlei, Bahadei, Wadavin. Bahade tzibur Rashi, so b'sha shat tzibur nishmatin u'mispalalim. Rav Ashi would daven when the tzibur would leave would daven. Inami bahade tzibur kemoshu yoyshe b'sechat tzibur. This is the second what he said before when he was sitting in the tzibur kiloimar she'ena yoytze. So let's learn the second shot. He's coming to explain that Rav Ashi, when he said the drasha, he gave over the words to the Maturgamon, and the Maturgamon would say over the drasha, that is when he would sneak in his davening. Then, and when he came back home,
he said commonly, but to have more better kavanah.
To stay standing up, correct. So, Amr le'abon le'alav le'makim mirei mar mazutra. why didn't you go do Kimirei Mamar Zutra and do what? What did Mirei Mamar Zutra say that we had the Gemara start with those? I can't find Mirei Mamar.
That he should give
Davin say Davin before you come to yeshiva. Davin before you come to yeshiva. Well, let me just find those words. How can we help me find those words? Where are those words? Mirei Mamar. We started with those words somewhere on this page over here. We started those words over here. Where do you have that? Summa. Avor the Shmuel. Mekai Matzle. Summa Lazar. Mereimer. Two of three lines up. Mereimer umar zutra have mechanfe be'asar b'shabbat of the regila. They had a min in their house. They had a minion in their house. Three lines above. Three lines up. Mereimar, umar zutra, havu, mechanfe, be'asara, be'shabata, deregila, umitzalu. They gathered 10 people in their home before they went to yeshiva. Go up to the previous Rashi. The previous Rashi says, be'shabata, deregila, shalufne, pesach, latzeres, sesukas. Umereimar, be'iroi, umar zutra, be'iroi, hoyu hadashanim. V'shachris, hoyu am, bohelchim, el-beis ha-medrash. Shemegiyaz, man, kriyash, ma'karin. The Adarshan Dorish Om Nishmatim, the Darshan Dorish, the Om Nishmatim Mispalim Ish Ish Levadoi. So what happened was the people that came to hear the drasha privately went out to Davin B'Yachidus.
What's this word Nishmatim? They
escaped. They escaped. They snuck out. Yeah. They snuck out. They would go sneak out one at a time. He was saying a shir for 1,000 people, and every so often the guy would look, he was going to the bathroom. The truth was he took out his talis and tefillin and he went outside in the hallway and he davened shachris. They all came early in the morning and the shir started and they listened to the shir and every so often
and
someone snuck out.
With minion, we had...
They didn't daven with the minion. The people, the yechidim, they did not daven with the minion. That's what it says. The people that came to hear the drasha for whatever reason. Maybe whatever reason, the people who came to hear the drush started at 8 o'clock in the morning. They did not daven, but Sibur, they came to the drush, and every so often the guy snuck out to daven. Now, what about the darshan? When did the darshan daven shachris? So it says that before the shir started, it says ulakach heim hoyu me'asvin lachan asar shachris koidem sheyelchul beis medrash. The darshanim who could not sneak out in the middle, they gave a shir the whole day before they came to the shir. They gathered 10 people in their homes and they daven, had a minion to daven. The current kriya shema mispalim b'smichas gula tefila v'hadar nafki leperkav darshay. No chiddush. No, it was the Zman. It was perfect. Whatever the way it was, okay. For whatever reason was, okay. Let's say it was called for 8 o'clock. The shir began 8 o'clock. The people, for whatever reason, were not able to daven with a minion when they came to the shir. They came, they arrived at 8 o'clock, and they went right into the shir. So when did the people daven shachris? They had no choice but to sneak out in the middle of the shir, here and there, one at a time, and daven privately in the hallway. What about the darshan? Merei Mar Mazutra, they're the ones who gave the shir. They made it, they were not able to sneak out in the middle and daven because they're giving the shir. They're giving the shir. So they made it their business to daven with a minion before 8 o'clock, before they gave the shir. That's what they did. Now, we go to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi didn't do that. Rav Ashi, he came late like everyone else. Rav Ashi showed up 8 o'clock like everyone else. And Rav Ashi did not yet daven shachris. But the shir starts at 8 o'clock. So what is Rav Ashi going to do? He didn't daven shachris. Can you imagine such a thing? Rav Ashi did not daven shachris. It's 8 o'clock. So he started giving the shir. And the minute he goes to give the shir, there's an interpreter. Someone that explains. The chayzer. You say a pasuk, and he explains it. So he gave over to the
He couldn't explain it. He needed a torgaman?
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah, he gave over the chidushim, and someone elaborate. So he gave over a large chunk of information to the Meturgamon, and he had 10 minutes common. Free, 10 minutes, and while the Meturgamon was giving over 10 minutes worth of the drasha, he sat in his chair, he did not walk out, and he davened Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Frekta Gemara, Rav Ashi, why don't you make it your business to be like Merei Mar Zutra? If you're giving the shir, you should daven with the minion before the shir begins. So he said, Rav Ashi mitzalei b'chadei tzibura, which Rashi explained to me in the second pshat, is while he was sitting in his chair, darshaning, and he gave over to them a short piece of information, and while the Meturgam was talking, he davened b'yichid b'yochid m'yushuv, and then kevah osu l'beisah chadim atzalei mumit. Amal Rabban l'avdim arkim v'rei mamar zutra. Why don't you get up a few minutes earlier and down with the minion? Amal l'hu t'richalei milsa. No one wants to come. I can't find 10 people that are willing, or I can't get up early.
And
whatever
what
it is.
Rashi say?
I would have thought it was me.
Tircha li mils. It's too hard for me to do this. I cannot come. I cannot go. La'achar beis hamedrash ad she'esvalo. To delay the beis until I daven. I can't. Whatever the circumstances were, it's not possible. To delay. If he would daven with a minion, he would come late to the shiur.
Why with a minion? Dam v'yichidus.
The Gemara's kash was Mereimar. Mereimar. Oh, that's next kash.
Mereimar.
Mereimar. Zutra had a minion. So they said, why don't you have a minion?
Right.
It's not going to work. If I'm going to have a minion, it's going to take forever. So therefore, v'lev and mar kavu d'shmul. Okay. So if Ebazeh, you don't want to have a minion, so dam v'yichidus. Anyway, you daven with yechidus, so you might as well daven yechidus before the shir starts. Then daven middle of shir.
Don't daven with a minion. Where does it say that?
I'm Shmuel. V'levin marke avur de Shmuel.
What did he?
Avur Shmuel daven yechidus.
Where did we have that?
The four lines down after it gets wide. Avur de Shmuel v'Levi. Kavi boil lemevik lupa orcha. Havi mikad meu mitzale. They daven yechidus. They daven before the shir. So you don't daven with the minion. You daven yechidus. Kavur de Shmuel. I never saw the Rabban do this. Rashi, she kadmu tefila l'kriyas shma. In other words, if I would daven early, now the Gemara is saying a new thing, a new chiddush. As if I would have to daven early, it would be before the zman. It would be before the zman of kriyas shma, and that would mean I would have to daven shmoyne esrei only shmoyne esrei, and not be soymech gul l'tefila, and lose out on that, and then later daven they say the kriyas shma. My Rebbeim did not hold that is correct lahalacha. Okay. My teachers held that the ikar is being samech geula l'tfila. I have no choice. I cannot. The shir starts before the zman kriyashma. I have no choice but to say the shir. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle, I'm going to daven the kriyashma and the shemona esrei. Mm-hmm. Next, masnizer b'lozman azayoy me'intilas musaf be'el b'chavir. You only daven musaf, only b'tzibur. If you don't come to shul, don't daven musaf. Musaf is only said b'tzibur.
Yeah.
Next. You could daven musaf even be yichidus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shmo kol mokum shir shab chevel ir yochid pata mitzvot musaf better. You don't have to daven altogether. You don't have to daven musaf altogether.
When
meaning that if you live in a city when there's no minyan, there's no shul. You live in a city where there's no minyan. Then you have to daven. You have to daven musaf b'yichidus.
What's the term? Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Lozaban Azariah. So what is he saying? Different. The Tanakam.
Depends.
The Tanakam was Rabbi Lozaban Azariah.
Right. So b'shmoy. Different opinion. What he said. Machlokes is what he said.
But the first one was not somebody else. It's
Rabbi Lozaban Azariah says angels must daven every year.
The first sheet, the Tanakam is Rabbi Lozaban Azariah himself.
Right. I'm sorry, himself. So he holds the only daven in the minyan. You must have a minyan. No, Rabbi Lozaban says no daven in Muslim. You have to have a minyan.
Which is in contrast to what
Rabbi right.
If there's a minion and he daven with yechidus, he's part from daven.
No. If you live in a city, and there is no minion, then you have to daven musaf yechidus.
Who says this?
Rashi says that. Rashi has the guy. Gemara Parach handu Tanakama. I'll leave that.
Gemara is going to explain that answer. Fine. Okay, let's do Gemara. Rabbi Dan Tanakama. Rabbi says that if you have a minion, that you must have a minion. You must, and if there's no minion, you do not have b'chidus. Tanakama, igbenayo, yochid, shaloi, b'chevuyah. This is what I have to explain to you. What do you mean? Tanakama is a potter. Tanakama holds that yochid, shaloi, you potter. If you don't have a minion, do not daven musaf.
Right.
He holds, if there is no minion, if you have a, there is no minion in the city, then you have to daven musaf. But if there is a minion in the city, there's a shul, and the minion is davening musaf, and the yechidim are potter. We pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, less opinion, that if there's a minion, then you do not need to daven. Next. Unless there is no tzibur, then you have to daven yechidus. Omar Rav Chia Bar Oven Shabbakah Amrit. You said good, very good. You're right, I never daven B'yachid. It's right, you have to have a minion. You must have a minion. Next, Ben Hardah, there's only one time. There was a day when there was no davening.
The army came
to town. And they did not daven musaf. There was no musaf. And because they did not daven, then I had no choice but daven yechidus. Fine. The kar means the reader. He was the reader. Kamid Rav Yanai. The Yosef Kama. Halacha Rav Yehuda. Pasuk Yitzchak. Mishum Yehuda. Losing Azai. Like the last opinion. Amalei. Put Kray Kurach Lebara. Get out of here. Take your psukim and read them outside in the street. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. The Ein Halacha Rav Yehuda. Mishum Yehuda. Losing Azai. Amalei. Yochan Ani. We say Rav Yanai. The Tzad B'Chad B'Tzali. I done twice. I saw him repeat the Shmon Esrei. Rosh Chodesh. He forgot Yal Leviyavai. How do you know it's because he forgot to say Yal of Yavai? Maybe the reason why was because he didn't have kavanah in the first three brachas. So Amalei, Chazei Man Gavra Rabbi Kamas Alei. Who told us this halacha that Rabbi Yanai repeated the Shemona Esher because he forgot Yal of Yavai? It was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would not make this statement unless he knew what he was talking about. Rabbi Yochanan is not a stama person. Rabbi Yochanan went and he said that he forgot Yal of Yavo. That's an indication that he knew for sure then. Yeah, no choice.
Remember you had that lashon the shmatan before? We had that. Where else did we have that lashon the shmatan?
Where?
In Chulin by the Samana. Kaddish.
8:25 tomorrow.